shailas. Let me tell you a shocking shaila. It's not so much as a shaila. Let's do two different ways. I have a credit card. Okay, here's the question. Here's an interesting shaila. Miles. I don't know anything about miles. It's all too confusing for me. I don't spend that kind of money where I... Miles. You get miles for credit cards. If you have a credit card and you spend... Every time... Yeah, I'm sorry, I was off. Points, okay, points, miles, whatever it is, you can transfer your points to miles to points, you can sell, there's a big business, I understand, going on out there, a lot of shtick, a lot of unethical conduct. I don't have that kind of money, it's no guarantee, but there are people who big spenders on their credit cards, and they earn a lot of points, a lot of miles, and it's significant. So now you have a friend, and the friend says, I'm in a crunch. I need some money. Can you do me a favor? Can you lend me some money? So you say to yourself, I have a great idea now. Oh yeah, I have the money. I'm going to lend him. He's my friend. He needs me. I'm going to lend the money. I'll give him my credit card. And he'll swipe the card, whatever he needs. And in addition to me, if I'm married, you can lend him the money. He needs $5,000. I not only will get the $5,000, he'll pay me back in a month, in a year. I'm also going to get... Points, miles for him swiping my card. So it turns out that not only will he be giving me back $5,000, he's really giving me back $5,000 plus points.
But he's not giving me points.
Or miles.
He's not the one that's giving it to
me. So that's the question. What is halacha? So the bank is giving it to me.
Right.
The bank. He's bank, but he is the direct cause. When I give him that $5,000, why should that not be called ribbis? If I give him $1,000, and he gives me back $1,000 plus, when I walk into his store, he gives me a free pizza.
It's not meshach. He doesn't feel the bite. He's not being bitten if somebody else.
It might not be ribbis d'oraisa. It could also be ribbis d'oraisa, but it's certainly ribbis m'derabban. It's called avak ribbis. The rule is, let's go even to a more simplistic case.
Money, another person pays the ribbis for him. Is that
no,
okay?
Another person, no, that's not ribbis. If someone else...
That's what you're saying.
If someone else,
right?
He's saying a very good thing.
Yes, that means your brother feels the bite.
If someone else, there's a difference. If someone else pays the ribbit, it's only when the person from the very beginning, I got to think about that. There is a difference. The case when someone else pays the ribbit is not so simple. Most of those cases are ribbit. There are only a select few when it's not ribbit. Let's discuss a general case. Let's go in a more simplistic case. I lend you $100. You're the gabbai in the shul. Okay? I don't know you from Adam. I know you in business. Okay? We conduct business together, whatever. And you need money? Okay, so I give you $100. 2 weeks later, and when is the loan? The loan is due, let's say, in 6 months. Whatever it is, the loan has not yet been paid. I happen to go somewhere, daven, shachar somewhere one day, and I walk into this room. Guess who's the gabbai? This fellow who... I lent $100 to $1,000. He's the gabbai. And we know each other. And in my mind, I have no suffix in my mind, he would not give me an aliyah. Because this is not my shul. I just walked in off the street. I'm sitting over in the corner. It's not my place to get an aliyah. And he being the gabbai, it's irresponsible of him to go and give me an aliyah. You give aliyahs to people who daven, whatever the situation is. Again, you have to construct the situation the way it works. Right, that's right. You're right, that's correct. That is absolutely correct. But let's discuss a situation where in this particular instance, I would have not gotten aliyah. But because he recognizes me, and that would not have been enough, but because I know and he knows, because I did him a toiva, I lent him money. Oh, you're here, you were so good to me. Eved loyve leishmalve, he gives me an aliyah. Did he give me any money? Is that called money? Does the aliyah have any value? No, there's no value to the aliyah. It's a dover. We're going in a case now, no mishaberachs. We're going in a place with no mishaberachs. I'm not giving any money anyway, there's no money. Is that called ribbis? I lent him $1,000, $100. He will give me back $100, and he's also giving me an aliyah, which I never would have got had I not lent him the $100. It is usur, clear as day. lasashach lech neshach neshach kesach neshach eichel kol dover asher yishach. It's not Ribbis Deraisa because it was not stipulated at the time of the loan. In order for it to be Ribbis Deraisa, there must be a stipulation at the time of the loan that I'm only going to lend you the money if you give me back the money plus something else. That was not stipulated. I was unexpected, but the bottom line is he gave me something which I certainly would not have received had I not lent him the money. What?
If he calls you, you shouldn't go up.
Once he calls your name, you have no choice. You have to go up. But so you're asking a very good question. Maybe you shouldn't go up. Maybe you should. I don't know the answer. It's a really good question to write down these questions. No, because then you would have gotten anyway. Because then they would have announced koyin. Then you would have gotten anyway. If he anyway gives you aliyahs, if you're good friends and he does you favors, there's no question you can accept favors. But let's say in this situation where you know for a fact here there's no money. I'm just giving you an extreme example where you're not getting something that has a value of dollars and cents. It's something that's purely abstract. It's a toivah that he just gives you an ali, gives you covered. And you cannot define that in money. There is no money for this. You can't. Yet it's still also it's ribbis midrabanan. So
is
when
it direct?
What?
Is it must be a direct relationship. I'll give you a marshal. You down the Chassidus shul, the rebbe borrowed money from that guy, and he tells the rabbi that's also considered.
No, because there in the shul, since he's one of your balabatim, anyway, you would have given him an aliyah. There are different madrigos in doing favors. This touched upon another whole section of this book of doing favors for a person who has lent you money. I don't want to go into that. There are a lot of details to this topic, which may be another time, but let's just focus on this example to bring out a point. Here is a simple example. I lend you money. I'm getting back, besides the money, I will get back in the future. I'm also now getting something in addition. The thing that I'm getting in addition has absolutely no market value. And the circumstances in this particular case are such that I certainly would not have got this aliyah had I not lent this fellow money. This is forbidden. You're not allowed, he's not allowed to give you the aliyah, he knows the halacha, and you're not allowed to solicit the aliyah, and you're asking a good question, if Yitaka calls you up, so maybe you shouldn't go up, you just make an excuse, you shouldn't go up. But then you're in the violation of, there's a curse, a person, you call out to an aliyah, you have to go up no matter what. Very good question, I want somebody to rise with this question. Very good question, if they call you, should you not go up? But the point here is, you see from this, ribbis is, even if you're not getting something of value, al achas kama v'kama. If I lend you $1,000 and I give you my credit card and you swipe the card for $1,000, not only will you give me back $1,000 at a point in time, I'm also because of you, I'm getting an additional benefit. I'm getting an additional benefit. I'm getting miles. So is this a problem of ribbis? So the answer is no. It's not. It's not. Why? Because this is a fringe benefit. This is not viewed something, it's something which is automatic. When you swipe the card, there is automatically a fringe benefit of swiping a card and you get miles. It's not because of the money that I'm giving. If I can do it myself, I can take the card and swipe the card and take out a cash advance of $1,000 and put it. And there again, I can do that and then give him $1,000. Or I can go take $1,000 and put it under my mattress, or give it to my children, or use to pay my bills. I can take my card, swipe the card, and use the money for whatever I want. It happens to be what I'm going to, and the way I'm going to lend him the money is by giving him my card, he's going to swipe the card. The points or the miles is not because he's choosing. It's only because of him this thing is coming into play. Therefore, this is not called ribbis, and this is mutter. However, if you know that in advance, you make it a condition. The person wants $1,000, so you say to him, "I'll only. Here's my credit card." He says, "No. I don't want to use a credit card. I don't want to take money by swiping your card. I want cash." So you say, "Listen, if you want the money, to me, there will be a very big advantage by me giving you the card and not giving you cash and not giving you a check. Because if I give you my card, you'll put me over the top. In miles, I'll be bumped up to business class in my next trip to Eretz Yisrael." So listen, you came to me and you asked me for a favor to lend me money, to borrow money. Okay, but I'm going to give you the money my way. It's my way or the highway. I'm not going to get in the, I don't want a credit card. I don't want to touch that. Credit cards, I want cash for whatever reason. I don't know why. I only want cash. I only want a check. Don't give me a credit card to swipe. No. If you want the money, you have to use the card because I'm getting an advantage. By you using my card, I'm going to get points and miles. Then it's awesome. Because then you're going, then you are showing, you are expressing that this is not just a fringe benefit which I can get anyway. I am using the loan specifically, and I'm demanding it specifically be done in this way so that I do get this extra advantage. Right. Well, it's a very delicate balance. Yeah.
Pay yeshiva tuition or a shul using a credit card.
That's fine. Because I can take the credit card and use it. It's not stipulated. Technically speaking, there's nothing wrong. Because the using the card automatically brings the fringe benefit of points regardless of the loan. And I can take the card, I can swipe it, I can put the money aside and go pay off all my debts, and turn into cash. That's what people do in the shtick all the time. It's a very big problem today. The shtick, the unethical conduct that's been done today with cards in order to gain points, in order to, and then you sell the points. You know what's going on out there? There's a crazy...
Tell us, I'd like to make some money.
Very simple. I'll tell you what to do. Okay. You sign up for a new credit card, brand new credit card, and if you sign up, they're gonna give you an enormous amount of points and miles. So you sign up and you swipe it, and now you get a cash advance of who knows how much money the maximum you can possibly get, and you take that money, you go to the bank and you put it back into your bank account. And then you pay the bill. So you just circulate.
They know you're doing that. That's not what's wrong.
So they know you do, you're allowed to do just because they know you're doing that, you're allowed to do it? That's unethical. That's 100% ethical. He writes over here.
Because they know if the majority of the population they're going to misuse that. They're not going to put it in the bag.
What he says. He says over here. According to this logic, you're allowed to go into the store. You have to be trained how to do this. You have to go to the CIA. They'll train you very well how to do this. To shoplift. They're going to train you how to manipulate all the cameras and the security system. You're allowed to shoplift. You know why? Because Walmart built into their budget, into their projection, 2%, it's built into their financial bill. 2% of their profits are eaten away by shoplifters. That's a lot of money. 2%. 2%. Walmart across the country, 2%, it's part of their financial package. 2% is stolen shoplifting. I'm allowed to shoplift. Everyone does it. It's built into the system. Why should some Schwarzer shoplift? I should be. I'm a Shane Yid. I'm a Ben Torah. Right? Let me be the one who gets the 2%. I'm not joking. It's a joke. So shoplifting is mutter. Shoplifting is an iser deoraisa with every category across the board. An iser deoraisa. It's 100% gezer. Oh, but everyone does it. Everyone does it. And Walmart allows it. They know about it. And they actually calculate it part of their business plan. Nonsense. It's nonsense. Just because they know everyone does the shtick, they go, if they were able to stop it, they would stop it. If they were able to prevent, you take out a new card and you swipe it and you get the maximum you can take out on the card, $5,000, and you take that $5,000 and you go right away back to the bank and you take the $5,000 and you put it back in my bank account. And then 2 days later you get the bill, you go online, and now you pay off, you pay the $5,000. So what do? You just went in a circle. What? You do it in 10 seconds. No interest. There's no interest. Do it instantly.
Immediately.
With the immediate amount that you're paying, you still come out way ahead.
Most people pay it's a high interest.
I don't know. All I know is there's a lot worse going on. I don't know. I'm not a bucky. Baruch Hashem, I'm not a bucky in this. But there are, it seems, from what I hear from the grapevine, there's a lot of really, really bizarre things going on out there.
We had one Swedish guy once. He paid his shechita bill. bill with 9-15 different American Express cards.
Okay, so what's wrong with that?
He kept, because this is what they all, everyone in his family got a card for X amount of dollars, and he would pay the bill with, you know, he would give me a list of numbers.
If the company knew that this is what you were doing, would it, would this ethics? It's not Gezel, you're right. You're right, it's not Gezel. Don't, they can arrest him. Everything is on the books. But let me ask you, if the company knows, when they may, if everyone in the country would do this, the only reason why they're still doing this is because most of the people in the country don't do this. So the American Express still comes out way ahead. But is this what they want? Is this what they encourage? Do they go on their website and tell you, guess what? This is a case study. Just like this Hasidic fellow. Take out 10 cards, call everyone up, take out 10 cards, and play all the shtick. Is this what they want? No, they don't want it. No, they tolerate it because they still come out ahead.
Mark is right. The bank, why are there 9 banks in every UJ between 17 and...
Because they're the only ones who can pay the rent.
No.
That's it.
You open the bank, they give you $200 special if you open your account here. Right?
So what? They lose the...
They know that the average person who puts in money in the bank doesn't touch it for 90 years.
Okay.
So they don't care this, but 100 guys take the money out after 6 months after they get the $200, because they know there'll be enough people who leave the money.
You're right, you're correct. But so according to the letter of the law, you have done nothing wrong. But let me ask you, is that ethical?
Yes, they
no, it's not. I'm sorry to tell you, it's not ethical.
But if you know that you're not getting a whole...
Do people do it anyway? They do it all the time.
Ethical means it's wrong.
It's right.
But if the conditions change, the bank agrees, like the case that...
It's legal.
So it's ethical.
That's what ethics is. What is the definition of ethics? Legally, it's correct.
If it's right, the bank says you must keep it in 60 days,
you can't get this. You're following their rules.
That's right. You're right. So you put in there 60 days. If you put in with the kavana that I want it to be there for 60 days, and I but if you lechatchila are only doing this in order to beat the system,
what system you
have? Oh, that's their rule.
They made the rule.
If
they
said
the
90
rule.
Days, you'd keep it 90 days.
That's like mechila.
Would you say it was wrong if it was real that the airlines made a mistake and they posted this crazy fare of $300 a few years?
They made a mistake. The airline made a mistake.
That's a mistake.
It's not ethical. It's not. Yeah, it's not ethical. I 100%. It's not ethical. Not ethical. No.
I wish I would have known.
It's not ethical.
They
put online the ticket normally costs, let me make $1,000, and someone make a typing error, and it says it's for $100. A typing error, it's essentially $1,000 or $100. And a flood, Dan's Deals and all these things, a flood, they buy out 1,000 tickets.
So that's wrong.
And then they realize, oh, we made a mistake.
And
we made a mistake. And it's clear as day. It's clear as day they made them. It was a typing error. Because no one sells tickets for $1,000 in prime time. No one's selling you tickets $100 when the tickets go, everyone's going for $1,000. It's clearly a mistake. And they right away, they catch that mistake. So now, according to the law, they're bound. They sold a ticket for $100. There's nothing they can do in the court. But is it ethical for you to take advantage of someone's mistake? Well, you can do it. No one's going to stop you. Halachically, it's mutter. But okay, you're not in Shemayim. You're going to get a shlishi in Shemayim for this.
What do you mean? If it's halachically correct, why is it not ethical?
That is what the seesaw. It's a gezeiros hayoshar. Halachically, there's the fifth Shulchan Aruch. The Asisa Hayoshar Vehatoiv. But I can't believe you're saying this. I mamash can't believe you're saying this. This is why the Churban happened. How can you say such a thing? The Asisa Hayoshar Vehatoiv. L'chorva Beis Hamidosh Ela Shehemidu Dineim Al Din Torah. To Pascu, the whole one of the time why the Beis Hamidrash was hard was exactly because of this reason. People took advantage of the halacha. The halacha says it's mutter. Don't tell me otherwise. But look at the big picture. A typist made a little mistake, and it's clear as day. So you're going to take advantage? You're going to take advantage of someone's mistake? How would you feel if it was the other way around?
Terrible.
Oh, so what? Do you have to lo echa kamocha? And especially when it comes to money, to go take someone's money, heart. That's another story. That's not an excuse.
It's $100, they're charging us $1,000.
Too long, so many taxes.
High luchod v'high luchod. That's right, that's right. They're ripping you off, that's another issue. But you're ripping them off. Don't be like them. Don't be like them. They ripped you off, so they ripped you off. You don't. This world is not fair. You want justice in this world. You want justice. I told you from that book in my parent. I think it was that book. He said, Kai comes and has the whole thing. Exactly. Kindness and things. I want justice. Justice. I want yosher. I want yosher. Yosher.
Revenge.
So he says, are you out of your mind? You want yosher in this world? Yosher is dead. Yosher is Rosh Teivos, Yiskadal, Yiskagash, Shenei, Rabbah. You say Kaddish for the dead. Yiskadal, Yiskagash, Shenei, Rabbah. There's no Yosher in this world. Don't even have a Havamina, this Yosher. So there's no Yosher, but there's this ethics. This ethics. I can't believe you're saying these things.
Who's deciding the ethics? Who's deciding the ethics?
You have to have a committee. In Congress, in the rules, you have, oh, this congressman, he did an Avera. So we have to have a committee, the ethics committee. They have in government.
How are we supposed to know what ethics?
So you have to have Rabbanim.
Give it to her, and she goes down. What she was, and down in the state. Oh, we did something. We parked that car there in Fire Heisen. Got like a $160 ticket, and we were wrong. You know, look, that's what it was.
But there was a technicality,
right? And then I was shocked. And then it was off. But she charged in 130. So instead of paying the city $160, I had to pay her $40, which I was delighted to do.
To a lawyer.
No, to her.
To the person.
She goes down.
A judge? That's corruption.
No, not to the judge. No.
To a professional.
No. Yeah, she goes.
Advocate.
She must go to court.
Advocate.
Every single day, and she has a whole bunch. You know, if she loses.
You know, something. I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. You're right. I don't know what to say. They you go. It's ma'aseh mechol yom. You go and you find a mistake in the typing on a technicality on the ticket. So you get it, but you really you were guilty. But you're guilty. So let me differentiate. Let me just say, I don't know if this is an answer. I'll do the same thing. Let me differentiate. Wait, listen, hear me out. Give me a moment, Abaisai. Hear me out. I also want to say something. Hear me out. There's a difference between not paying and taking money from someone else. If you were a good citizen, you would not have double parked. You would have not have by the meter longer than far than you're supposed to. What you did, did you cause anyone any harm? Not really. You violated the law because maybe the garbage truck couldn't come and clean the street. Maybe you did. But generally, they're coming to take away your money. Listen to me. It's a knas. If I was a good citizen, nothing would have happened. It's a knas. So it's just they're taking money that they never were entitled to begin with. Now they went and they made a mistake. So now I don't know if it's correct to say this. I don't know. Maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe it's unethical. Maybe you're right. Maybe to go into the business like this is really very unsettling, to go into a business like this. Maybe it's not as terrible to find a technicality, because that's the law. There's a technicality. They spelled something wrong. I don't have to pay. But here, you're causing someone else a loss. The airline has to pay money to transport people from location A to location B. By now taking advantage, you are directly causing another person a loss of money. So that's a different category. When you want to go take advantage of someone else, where you're causing someone else harm, there's merchandise for sale and they made a mistake and now they're going to lose money. They paid their hard-earned money and now they're going to lose money and you're going to take advantage because that's the law and it's clearly a mistake? That's not the same as getting out of paying a parking ticket.
The city also needs money.
They need money. They get their money. No. You pay taxes.
No, they get their money from the fines.
This
they
money,
get a, they get
this
a billion
money.
Dollars every year from all the fines.
Okay, so they count. That's not your cheshbon. That's a different calculation of how much they can expect. They were not expected to get your money today. You are a good citizen. You park every day. You do follow the halacha. You follow the laws. Today you went and you forgot about the car and you got a ticket for alternate side. They're taking away. It's a he said the right word. It's a knas. It's a knas. So it's money that they were not really entitled to begin with. The law is they can now punish me. Now there's a technicality. Maybe you're right, but it's definitely not the same league as taking advantage of someone else's loss. Someone has merchandise. Someone provides a service. And now because you're taking advantage, they made a mistake, you're taking advantage. It's a different league. It's a whole different type of Shiloh. Now, I agree with you. What about going in? I have a great business opportunity. You're going to go and you're going to help people beat the system. You're going to help people. I used to be a policeman. I know all the tricks. I'm going to go, anyone who wants to pay me $40, I'm going to go before the judge, and I'm going to know what to say to manipulate the system. You want to go into such a business? It's very unsettling. That's your whole source of income. Is in order to help people beat the system. You know, it's a little bit. But on an individual basis, to go, it's a knas. Maybe you're right. Maybe I don't know, but it's not the same. It's definitely not the same. Okay, now let's go back to Shiloh Ribbis. Back to the first, you had a question?
My question
is
fire hydrant. Fire hydrant.
Sakana.
Parking in front of fire hydrant, will you consider that?
Maybe that's worse. As chamira sakanta yoisa meisura. But on the other hand, did a sakana actually happen? Did anything really happen to a person? No. And also, you have to keep in mind, Ellis, I don't know if this is true, but the fire department, someone who asked the fire department and said, what happens if there's a fire and my car is here, what do you do? So he says, what happens all the time? We just break the windows. We do it all the time. We just break the windows in 1 second. We put the hose through. There's no loss of time. There's no big deal. So, okay, you still don't want to go in front of the fire. You want to make it easy for them. Did you? It's a sakana. I agree. It's a problem. Did you call? Did anything happen? Now, Baruch Hashem, miracle happened. Nothing. Baruch Hashem, there was no problem. And even if chas v'shalom something happened, they could have had a solution in 10 seconds by having
someone
the enjoyment.
Comes to Michamar every day, box by the hydro from Michamar. I asked him yesterday. I said, "Do you ever get a ticket?" He said, "No, it's so late. There's no one walking around at 8 o'clock."
It's not true. It's not true. They do it at night. They come in the middle of the night. They come around.
After the hydrant's on.
What?
After the hydrant's on work.
No, it's not true. They work.
So is it right to go to a hydrant before the Michamar? No, you took.
It's not something you should do on a daily basis, obviously. Obviously, Chamira Sakant, you don't play around. You don't play around. It's not something you play around with. Obviously, you don't play around. You want to go sit there, you don't block it, so he doesn't start 15 feet away, so I only park 13 feet away. So I can understand that's not the end of the world. 13 feet away, you can get away with it, right? For you need to go to a mincha, 13 feet away instead of 15 feet away. But to go block the hydrant, it's still a scary thing. All right, now let's go back to the ribbon. So here we have the Shiloh ribbon. So this, if you make it a condition of the, I'm only going to lend you the money with a credit card because I want to get the points. That already is going a little bit too far. Okay, another very popular Shiloh net to Rabbi Reisen.
What happens if you say I'll buy the ticket for you?
I want to borrow money for
a buy an airline ticket.
Yes.
But you say today, okay, give me the information, I'll buy it for you, and you'll owe me the money. Is that the same case?
Why? That's fine.
This way I'm getting the points, I bought it.
Same idea.
The rule is, if you make it a condition, this is the halacha, if you make
it
a condition.
You don't have to mention it now.
That is what he said.
If you don't make it a condition, and it happens
because you get the airline ticket. You're not getting my card.
Technically, I'm not clear with the case, but technically, the basic rule is, getting the points truly has nothing to do with you extending the loan. It's a fringe benefit that you get no matter what, no matter how you use the card. It's not related. But, if it is a stipulation, or someone wants to borrow money and does not want a credit card, and you told him, no, I'm going to be getting something out of this, I'm getting a benefit for you, but Dafka have to use this credit card. This credit card, the guy said, I need to go to the store, they don't accept American Express in the store. They only accept MasterCard, Visa. So there's no, I can't. You have to go to another store. Go to the other store because there they accept it because I want you, Bedavka, to use this card because on this card is where I'm going to get the points. That's Ribbis. I want to go to this store, but they don't, that, the case I told you, because there you're showing that it's Bedavka to get the extra benefit, but if you're quiet and you give them the card, and you happen to get a fringe benefit, you're not giving me the money, someone else is giving me the money, and the money that I'm getting is not even directly tied to me giving you the money, because I could take the same card and go use the card for other things and get the same benefit. Then it's not Ribbis.
That'd be the household members would be the same rule.
Same, there's no difference, Ribbis, between a household member, parents and children, parents to a child, in very limited situations is different. Very limited cases.
Not everything.
Only in the case we like the example, the small change. Where you go and you lay off your parents to go buy a bottle of ketchup, and they give you a dollar more. Small. But when you're dealing with a significant amount of money, then it's ribbis deraisa, mortgages. Very common. Let's try to recall from memory. I don't want to prepare for today's case, but let's say a child wants to buy a house, and the child cannot afford to buy the house. So, but the child has a job, the bank will not give the child a mortgage because the bank does not trust the child. Because the child's job, whatever he does is not significant enough to match, to have done enough credit. So the bank says, I'm sorry, we can't. So the parent says, okay, you know what? Let me be the one. Take out the mortgage on my credit rating. And so the bank issues a mortgage basically to who? To the parents. But the child is the one who's paying off the payments every single month. That's a real shile of ribbis. Because the parents are the ones who borrow the money. So the child owes the money to the parents. And the child, is paying back more to the parents because he's paying off the parents' mortgage. The parents laid out whatever money. Let's make $100,000. And the child's not going to be paying $300,000. Who is the child really paying the money to? He's really paying the $300,000 to the parents. The parent took out the mortgage. So the parent and the child is living in the house. So the child now has borrowed $100,000 from his father. And the child of the next number of years is going to be paying back the bank, make believe, $300,000. So he's really, and who's the mortgage under the mortgage of the father? So he's paying back the father ribbis. He have to go through, I didn't prepare the case in detail today, that case, but that case is a real common case. It's very common. It's still in halacha considered ribbis because since the house is under the father's name, and the father gave the money to the child, and the child is living in the house. I don't remember, I didn't prepare the details of this case, but that case is the way, the most common way it's structured today in society, by parents and children, the B'nai Torah, the parents, they help them with the mortgage. Children are working, and the children are going to pay the mortgage. We're talking about that situation. The child has a job, has a good job, he's going to pay the mortgage, but the bank will not give you a mortgage because you don't have a credit history. But the father does. So the father takes out the mortgage and the child makes all the payments. The common way that it's structured, which I don't know the details, is where it does result in an Isser Ribbis, either the Eraisa or certainly Midrabanan.
It could be constructed as rent as opposed to paying back a loan.
Yeah, that's what you have to. You have to restructure the arrangement, which the bank doesn't want to, is not interested. Because the one who's making the contract is the bank, not the parents. Yeah. The bank, when you start telling the bank, oh, heter iska, they tell the bank about halacha, don't go bother me with halacha. You work this out yourself. We're a bank. We have certain guidelines. We have forms to fill out. We do it our way. You don't want us to go to another bank. Then you start telling a bank, oh, we want to make custom forms, they're going to laugh you out. They're going to say, we're not interested in, you don't want to do the mortgage the way we want to do the mortgage, and don't bother us. So you have to work it out on your end through a heter iska. It's very simple. You just sign heter iska. It's no big deal. And that usually solves the problem. Okay, let's discuss.
Excuse me, if a Jewish guy working in the office for a guy that they are lending money to the
they're Jewish. He can make computation for them. He's not sure how to.
No, sorry, what should he do?
If a Jewish guy is working from in the office,
yes,
that they are going to lend money.
Ribbis.
Yes, to Jewish. So, he's going to compute.
You should not be there. You're a participant. Ribbis is more common than any other Avera because anyone that has a chelik. Parnasa. He's not the first person that has a problem with Parnasa. Trust me.
But
it doesn't matter, Ribbis is the worst of all of these shilas. If you work, you work in a treifas restaurant and they serve chaza, they're cheating everyone, they have a big sign on the wall, it says kosher, they forge the whole kosher certificate and people are coming in, they're eating treif. It's not so bad to work there. What's going on? I'm just doing my thing. But to be involved in his case, or you're in office, and you're the accountant, and you're involved in a business which is in violation of ribbis, that's much, much worse. Ribbis is an usher for the witnesses. Anyone, no, now goyim is mutter. He said Jews. Goyim is mutter, it's no shaila. Let's say you have a Jewish business. Jews, they're not Shomer Shabbos, they could not care less about halacha, they're in a financial business, and the whole day they're involved in lending money to ribbis, and you're their accountant, you work for them. You work in their company. So, it's just a job, it's not my money, I'm not taking, not giving, I'm just here to manage the computer system. I'm just managing the computer, I'm not involved here in the business, don't bother me. So, if you were working in a restaurant, that's faking everyone out and feeding people treif, chazer. And this is your only parnasa. It's not likely the Rav will tell you to leave the business. He'll say, it's not your problem. You're just working there. So they're feeding people treif of food. They're fooling them. You're not the one. You don't ask, don't tell. It might not be the best thing, but you have no other parnasa. It doesn't sound right, but sometimes if you have no parents, there's a cashless agency. There, it's their problem. You know some hanky-panky?
We all have to.
You're a whistleblower.
It's defined as ethics.
You're right. I'm not disagreeing. But all I'm telling you is, it's a matter of ethics. It's not a matter of halacha. Okay? You're right.
Today, I didn't know there was a separation.
How can you? You knew it. Come on.
No, I didn't know.
No.
You knew it.
I
cannot generalize all the cases. Not an exception. There's a kashrus certificate on the wall. But if you are involved in a business of money and they're lending money, and even though it's nondescript, it's in the basement, no one even knows. If you are a participant in any way whatsoever to enhance. The transfer of ribbis between two Jews, you are in trouble. You are in trouble. Shulchan Aruch, the ones who will get burnt from ribbis is not just the lender and the borrower, it's the witnesses and all the facilitators. Anyone involved in a transaction of ribbis is accountable. The rules of ribbis are much, much more strict than any other matter of halacha.
I worked for a company. I would fall right into that. We had in the building, I mean, our company had their iska.
Okay, so you're
and
fine.
And if a client would ask about a heter iska, we said,
"We got it on the wall.
It's hanging on the wall."
Very good. Okay, but make sure it's a good heter iska.
You
have to make sure.
Excuse me.
Okay, we're out of time. We're out of time. I asked the cash, and I spent 5 minutes with the guy. I asked 5 minutes. We're out of time. All right, one last shaila. We have to. I want to tell you something else. What shaila is? It's very common. Rising is very, very. This one of those big things. Net 10. I'm sorry. Sorry. 2:10 net 30. 2:10 net 30. 2:10 net 30. It sounds like. Sounds like some code, right? If you're in a business and you accept credit cards, it means is if you pay the bill, merchandise, if you pay within 10 days, within 10 days, you get a 10% discount. 10%
discount.
2% discount. 2%. 2:10. 2:10. If you pay within 10 days, you get a 2% discount. If you don't, and you pay within 30 days, net 30. You got to pay the full amount, net is full amount, within 30 days. That is an Isser the Rabbanan called agar notar, which means, let me ask you the question. Here's the dilemma in halacha. What is the real price? The real price of the merchandise. No, there are two prices, right? There are two prices. There's net 30 and there's 210. So believe it or not, to your shock, to many of us, it's a shock, halacha views the real price to be 210. If you are willing to part with your merchandise at a 2% discount for money within 10 days, that is a revelation in your mind that the real value of this item is 2% discount. Because you wouldn't sell it. If you like to give discounts for free. What, the goodness of my heart, I'll give you my money. Here's my credit card and my PIN, and just take all my money. Yeah, you do that? Who was such a fool to give away their money? The fact that in halacha, now you'll tell me that according to the government, it's not the way it works. The government says net 30. The real value is 30. And people are...
The seller needs that money for work.
Yes.
I hear what you're saying.
That's why he's giving up.
You're saying a very good... You're saying really good. You're seeing the cash flow, and therefore cash flow is below market value to keep the economy flowing. In this world, it's very true because to all these companies mentioned yesterday, they don't have any real value. It's just about perceived value, how many users.
In reality, business, the way when I was doing canned food, Kellogg's, Heinz, Dole, and Del Monte, if you didn't pay 2% 10, you couldn't be a customer.
Wow.
In other words, there was 2% 30, but if you paid for 30 days, they would no longer.
So you see how it goes? You see how far it goes? It's very complicated.
They never would sell you anymore because obviously you couldn't afford to do it. They don't want you.
You're saying very good. If Chazal were here today, who knows? Maybe they might have a new analysis. But because we really, really, it's very complicated. It's extremely complicated. You have a very big dilemma. What's the real price? Is the real price 30, net 30, or is the real price 210? In halacha, it is accepted, for whatever reason, the real price is 210. Therefore, if you're going to let me not pay for 30 days, I mean, I have to pay in 10 days. I must pay in 10 days. The loan is due. I've taken your merchandise, I've borrowed money. The merchandise is worth a lot of money, $1,000. I got to pay the money within 10 days. I owe you money, I have a chayv. I owe you money. Okay, you know what? We'll extend the loan. We'll extend the loan from 10 days to 30 days, but you got to pay interest. You got to go. The 2% discount is no longer in effect. You got net 30. This is ribis. In fact, this is ribis, some hold d'oraisa, because there's a stipulation from day one, this is how we're going to do it. I'm going to lend you money. I'm giving you the merchandise, and the merchandise costs money. You don't have to pay me for 10 days. It's a loan. You can have it. You can look at it. You can play with it for 10 days. When 10 days are over, you got to give me the money. What's the real value? The value I'm charging you minus 2%. That's the real value. And if you want to extend the loan a little bit longer, okay, we can extend the loan. You got to pay ribis, another 2%. So if you don't pay your merchandise off by 10 days, you're in violation of ribis d'oraisa, assuming that the vendor and you, the borrower, the merchant, the are Jews.
It is stipulated.
It's stipulated. When you have a contract with a company, with a vendor to provide you merchandise, that's what it says. It is stipulated. It really is. It really is. It says it on the invoice. It really is. When you get a right...
I had hundreds of bills in my life. I never saw two.
No, it's industry standard. Industry standard. This borders on ribis d'oraisa. You know who's the one that was mafar saying this? Some people knew about it. The one who really, Rabbi Saul Reisman, he really went on a crusade to teach the world that this ribis d'oraisa, this whole world is operating on ribis d'oraisa, and he made a major impact. In the world of business, almost no business does not have some type of arrangement like this. Another very common example, you go to buy gasoline. There's a big sign. Cash is king. You pay cash, 5% discount. If you credit card, credit card. No, then you're going to pay the full price, what it says over there. Those funny numbers. That all those funny that nine. How can you use that 99? That 99. Okay, if normally the people who own the gas station is they're not Jews, but occasionally you have it's a franchise. It's a franchise. Yeah, it's a franchise. You have Jews. So what's the real price of the gasoline? What it says on the gas on the handle, it says those funny numbers, and it says in the big sign, or is the real price of gas, it says 5% discount if you pay cash for the gasoline. In halacha, believe it or not, they hold the it says cash 5% discount. The real value is the cash 5% discount. That's the real value. If you give credit card, when are you going to pay the credit? When you give a credit card, you're not paying right away. It's a loan. I'm taking the gasoline out.
Oh,
so that's the question. How much is the discount? So here's the rule. The rule is, if the discount they're giving you is equal or almost equal, doesn't have to be bidiyuk, it's negligible, to what the charge for using a credit card. They get charged. When you use a credit card, they're paying
2%.
They'll be charged 2%. If it's a 2% discount, then it's not ribbis. Because that's not, then it's all the same price. It's the same price. You'll go tell me it's a penny different. Penny is negligible. We don't take into consideration small amounts. We don't take any. But if it's a significant, if it's a significant difference between what they're being charged for the credit card service and they want cash. They just want cash to pay their workers. It just is very convenient for them. It's off the books, whatever it is. If they want cash, is it ethical? Don't tell me. But if they want cash, then it's a significant difference. It's not just a charge. That's the real price. If you're going to take credit card, how does credit card work? Forget about the loss. I'm taking the gas now, and you're getting nothing at this moment in time.
You're getting points.
What?
You're getting points.
I'm getting even more.
You're getting the points.
Forget about the points. I'm taking the gasoline. I'm giving you nothing. Credit, not debit. Credit, I'm not talking about a debit card. Debit card might be permitted. But credit card, I'm not paying you anything now. You'll get your money eventually. You'll get your money. It's a whole cycle. The credit card, they bill me. Maybe they lay out the money, whatever how it works. You'll get it eventually, and I will eventually pay it off. What I'm going to be paying you at a later point in time, this immediate, is going to be because you're allowing me to delay payment until the money comes around. It can take 5 days, 2 days, 1 day, but it's not immediate. It's called agar, payment for notar time. Payment for time. We're going to let the loan go a little bit longer, but you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay more than its true value. The true value is to determine how much I want now. I want now $10. That's the value. Oh, you don't want to pay me now? You want to go pay me through a credit card? Which means there's a whole cycle until I get the money. They're going to bill you, and you're going to pay, and then the money's then it's considered you paid, even though it's very complicated. What I just told you, how that all that works with the credit card company, because they lay out the money right away for you. Do they not? I don't know. So everything is different. It's very complicated. Things change all the time. But generally speaking, there is a delay, and being that there's a delay, then I'm going to pay more for that time. I'm allowing the loan to extend more than immediate is a demand that I pay more than its true value. That's ribbis. That's ribbis. Ribbis deraisa. It's katsutsa. So the owner of this franchise is a Jew. Then you're not allowed to buy gasoline from that gas unless they have a heter iska.
It's more complicated. When you have a cash card, 2% or 5% back on it. $0.10 that they charge on a gas, on a gallon of gas, if the gas is high enough, you're making, but you're paying less than the cash customer.
I don't know all the details of what you're saying. It could be right.
It
could be there are certain situations.
You're getting 5% back.
You're getting back money. Okay.
So you're getting 20 cents back.
Okay.
And they're charging you 10.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but the truth is
it's more complicated.
But there's another issue. The other issue involved over here is that is the money that the bank is giving you because you use the credit card to take a cash. The credit card is not, it's like a fringe benefit. It works two ways. It's not considered to be part of the loan itself. The principal is the amount of money that I am purchasing the item for. It happens to be the bank gives me a kickback. The bank gives me points, they give me money, they give me this, they give me that. The same way that's not ribbis. It's not ribbis when I give someone my card and for him to borrow money and I'm getting the points, I'm getting the same as ribbis. It's also not going to be, cannot be used to offset the ribbis that's taking place with If you bought cash, it's 10%, it's 5% discount versus using the credit card. It's true. When you'll use the credit card, you're going to be getting money from the bank as a present.
And you're paying more for cash.
You're right. Even though you end up paying more for cash, you're right. Halacha does not look at it that way. Because Halacha does not look at the extra bonus the credit card company is giving you for using the credit card. It's not part of the calculation of Halacha. Halacha is the gasoline costs right now $10. If I use the credit card, it costs $12. It's true, if I use the credit card, I'm going to have more money in my pocket when the day is over. Because the bank's going to give me presents, they're going to give me points and miles and give me cash also. But everything that they give me is considered to be an outside gift. The bottom line, we only look at 10 versus 12. If I pay cash, I pay 10. I pay a credit card, whatever the numbers are, make up numbers, I'm paying more money. Oh, but you'll tell me, but in the big scheme of things, I come out ahead. Okay, good, you come out ahead, but that's not, halacha does not take that into consideration, because those are all viewed to be side issues which come into play. Those side issues work to our advantage many times when that should not be called ribbis. But here, where you're trying to tell me that where it really is ribbis, and you want to take it, and you want to say that it's not going to be ribbis, it doesn't work in this case. Because we're dealing only with the principle. The principle is $10 cash versus the charge of, let's say, $12 the credit card. That's it. That's all halacha wants to look at. Don't go tell him, but at the end of the day, it turns out that by using the credit card, it only really cost me $9 because the bank ended up giving me $3. The $3 the bank gave me as a matana is not part. It's a whole different. It's a side show. It's not the principle. You see what I'm saying?
So
you're saying to me is, I use cash, $10 cash, yeah, versus $12 credit card. Oh, it's ribbis. It's not ribbis. Because when I use the credit card for $12, you know how much it only cost me $9.
Right.
Why does it cost me $9? Because the bank's going to reimburse me $3. Why? As a gift. In terms of points, miles, or even the actual cash itself. Halacha says, very nice, the bank is giving you a $3 gift, and in the big picture of things on your balance sheet, it will come out that you only really purchased the gas for $9. So by using the credit card, you come out ahead. So by waiting, it's to your, there's no ribbis. By waiting, it's to your advantage. You're paying back less than the loan. But Halacha says, thank you, but no thank you. The bottom line is, what's the charge? When you swipe your card, what have they charged your account? $12. When you pay cash, you're giving them $10.
Actually, with gas, it's the same amount. You're getting the same amount, just getting less gas. That's
No. We're talking about it's the same amount of gas. The question is the same amount of gas. Cash versus credit.
That doesn't work like that with gas.
It does.
$10 gas. You pay in cash. You'll get more. If you pay with a credit card,
no, the same amount of gas. You're going to, let's take a gallon. How much is a gallon of gas now? $4? $3.50? Let's say it's $3.
They buy for the dollar.
No, it doesn't. You fill up to the top. Okay, so if you fill it, let's say I want to buy, so talk about one gallon. 1 gallon of gas, let's say it's $3. So the sign is, if you pay with cash, it's going to be $3. If you pay with a credit card, it's $4. So if it's $4 with the credit card, that's called ribbis. Why? Because what's the real price of gasoline? Halacha says the real price of gasoline is cash. Now, immediate, $3. So credit card means delay. It means like I'm going to swipe the card and there's a process which has to play out until I pay, they get their money, everything is settled. So I'm paying a dollar to extend the loan in order to extend the loan. That's ribbis. So Mr. Bloom is asking the question. It's not ribbis because when I pay cash, I'm paying $3 for 1 gallon. When I use the credit card, it seems like I'm paying $4 for a gallon. But the truth is, on my balance sheet, when the month is over, you know how much I paid for that 1 gallon of gas? $2. So because the bank gives me presents, they love me. They give me presents. They give me points. And they give me miles. And they give me cash. And they give me teddy bears in the mail. They give me presents. They love me. So when I take that credit card, I only pay for the gasoline $2 on the balance sheet. The balance sheet is, at the end of the month, I only pay $2. So Mr. Bloom is asking, how can that be ribbis? The answer is, no, that's not the way you look at it. Halacha says, you paid them the charge on the card, it's on the statement, you paid for the gasoline $4. And then the bank was so kind to give you a gift. The gift of $2 to bring it down from $4 to bring it down to $3 is a sideshow. It's just like you won the sweepstakes. Someone, you got a bonus in your job. It has nothing to do with this loan. Yeah. It's a sideshow. Therefore, it does not take away from the fact that there is a problem of ribbon. So this is a very common child. These two issues, net 210, net 30, or going to buy gasoline, or for that matter, any store you walk into. You walk into a farm store, it's shocking. They say, oh, if you pay cash, we have a discount. You know that they do that in Judaica stores all the time. Go into farm stores all the time. Mm-hmm. Ask them, do you have a heter iska?
That's right.
And then even if you have a heter iska, is this illegal? Is this illegal? That's another question you have to ask them. What are you doing? Because you're not going to report on taxes. That's illegal. That's criminal activity. You can go to jail for that. And I don't want to be a partner in your crime. It's unethical to steal from the government. So, okay, you have ethics, legalities, all these different issues.
There is what they call tax evasion and tax avoidance.
Tax.
Can you avoid tax?
Okay, correct. Can you avoid? That's correct. That's what tax lawyers are all about. There's no mitzvah to pay more tax than you're obligated to pay. That falls in the kinds of a knas. A tax, but MS is a knas. Merchandise, stealing merchandise is a loss. That's why people are very makel. I'm not saying they have a tax lawyer. Show me a way to structure my assets in such a way where I pay the smallest amount of tax. It's fair game. Fair game, because it's not the government's money. It's a capitalist society. I work, it's my money. I have to pay you money, so let me structure my assets where I pay you the least amount
For
of money.
Instance, can you go and, if you have children in Lakewood, say, ship it to my New Jersey address and avoid paying the sales?
Good Shiloh. Good Shiloh. Good Shiloh. What, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. I don't know what to tell
ethics,
you.
Ethics.
Yeah, yeah. See, you're not. You see, this is not. You're following the law. No one can ever go and.
People used to do that with clothing.
No one can ever go and put you in jail for doing this. It's mutter upon law. Is it ethical? So you'll argue to me. You'll argue. It's a knas. When it comes to knas,
why should I pay for extra welfare cheats?
Exactly.
Whoa.
No, you say
you're
supporting
our lunch program. I'll get my show canceled.
Hey, what about our lunch program? That money's going to good
use. He's touching upon the principle that you have to understand. Tax tax is a knas. Tax is a knas. It's money that is not. I don't have to buy the merchandise. I have to buy the merchandise, so you don't have to. You don't have to get the. You would never
when
get
you go
the tax
to
money.
Store, is it the cash when you pay with the credit card? That sounds like the that would be the ribbon payment.
Right.
Cash would not be
ribbon. No. Oh. No. Cash would be if they tell you that that cash
lower.
Is lower. And the credit card is higher than paying with the credit card. It's forbidden. You got to run out of the store. This store is a store.
Unless
ribbon.
He has a heteriska.
Unless a heteriska, correct.
No, and then you may charge the same price, cash or.
They're honest. Honest.
And charge tax.
Because they got
no
sales.
Right.
Okay, so we ran out. So, since we ran out of time, we're not going to do anything. Let me say one more Shiloh. We ran out of time. We have another 2 minutes. We're not going to do anything else. Let's just spend one more Shiloh. Okay. Let's find a good question over here. Let's see. What... Okay. Okay, this is a simple question. Simple question. Let's say you pay. You're not sure you pay off a loan. Very simple question. I do not remember if I paid you back. I borrowed from you $5. I don't remember. I just don't remember. I paid you back. So I want to pay you. I have to clear my conscience. I want to give you $5. So the problem, I may have paid you back, and that means now I'm going to be giving you $10. Ribbis, I borrowed only $5, and I'm giving you now another $5 just in case. Is that a problem of ribbis? Mutter. If the money, the reason why you're giving money is because you're not even sure you paid back, that does not fall under the category of ribbis only when I paid you back, and now here's more money. If you're paying more money, because I don't even know if I paid you the money, It's an interesting concept that is not under the purview of ribbis. Okay, let's see. Let's say another interesting shot. There's a delay. Okay, let's say someone does a service, your car service. Call a car service. Car service. What? Uber. Okay, and you were planning to, before you get into the Uber, only going to pay. Let's say it's a Jew. Let's say it's not a Pakistani who's driving. It's a Jew. Let's say you're a Jew who's driving Uber. You never have
no such thing.
But let's say so a car service. A car service comes and you make him wait. And the guy's a nice guy, an idle guy, and he doesn't go and give you the business. You know, this charge for waiting. But because he waited and you felt that he might be upset a little bit, so you give him a bigger tip than you ordinarily would have given him. So is this a shiloh? Is this a shiloh for ribbis?
No.
I'm hanging for his car.
No, because what are you doing?
He provided you.
Very nice. You're giving him a better tip. Yeah.
He nice provided deal. You with a service. He took you from location A to location
and
B.
His time.
You owe him money. You owe money. When you owe money for a service in halacha, that's called a loan, because it's intangible. It's not longer here. You took me from location A to location B. You provide a service. I owe you money. How much do I owe you? I owe you a certain amount of money. If I'm now going to give you more money because of time,
quality of service also. Quality of service.
Yeah.
No?
Quality of service. Yeah. People
to give
us. Now
I have to go back to what a tip is now. Now you're suggesting a tip might be.
No. It's not a good example. The example. Let's say you don't. I have to restructure the case. Let's say you don't pay him right away. You don't pay him today. You tell the car service, "Oh, sorry, I don't have any money on me. I didn't realize. I went to take him to a wedding. Oh, you know what? I left my wallet at home. I put it in my tuxedo. I don't have it in my pocket. So you know what? I'll pay you tomorrow. I will pay you tomorrow. Come by tomorrow or whatever. I call the car service all the time. I call you guys every other day. So you know what? So I forgot to take my wallet with me. So come to so next time. So he comes the next time. He comes a week later for the next time. I owe you money from last week. So instead of giving him the amount of money that he provided the perfect service, like normal, the charge was $30. $30 was the charge, including tips. Okay, including tips. I forgot my wallet. You know what? So next time you come, I call you every week. I'll pay you back. He comes a week later. Oh, I owe you $30. And now you decide to give him $35 because you feel bad. You feel bad that you did not pay him the $30 b'shas ma'isa. So that's ribbis. That's not because here, why am I paying you? It's a natural thing to do. It's a very natural thing. You know, you have this, I have this, we have the shiloh. It's not, it's no good because people are there goyim, but deliveries. Someone comes to deliver you groceries. You go shopping in Moshe's. You go shopping in Glatmart, Pomegranate, okay, Blue Ribbon on Avenue J. And they deliver. And always the same delivery man, always the same guy. And you give him $2, $3, $1, whatever you give him. And then one day he comes, and you don't have any money. I don't have loose cash. I don't have money. So you say, sorry, next time I'll give you the money. And you see, you know, he gives a little gill. You see he's not happy. You see, you know, he expected it. And now it comes next week. And because you feel bad that you didn't give it to him, b'shas ma'isa, you throw in another dollar. That's not so pashut. Because now you're giving him, because I did not pay you b'shas ma'isa, I owe you the money. I'm giving you the money. I don't really owe you the money. That's another point to take into consideration. It's not so simple. I don't owe you. But that's another very big topic of discussion. Tips. Sometimes the tips become part of the expense. If it's expected, if it's a convention where you give a tip, and then it's ki'ilu, it's part of the salary. So if I'm not going to give you what's expected, I'm going to, because I didn't give you now, I'm going to give you next time. It's not ribbis to araisa, but it's avak ribbis, and it's not so simple that if he is a Jew, for you to go throw another dollar, because it's called agar notar. Because there has been a delay, and I'm going to give you more money for the delay. It was not fixed in advance, so it's definitely not ribbis to araisa. It resembles ribbis. The consideration is, I don't owe you nothing right? It's not called a loan. A tip is not something that's enforceable in court. This guy can't go and say, I'm not going to deliver to this guy's house because he doesn't tip me. I'm not going. Mm-hmm. I refuse to go. The employer would say, go get lost, get another job. So you don't get a tip. It's not my problem. But in many situations, if the guy doesn't tip, that's right, you talk, you don't deliver. If you can have a situation where you have a store and if the customer does not tip, then you know what? We don't do delivery for everyone. We only do delivery because part of the way you pay the delivery man, we pay him bupkis. We pay him nothing.
Yes.
His whole salary is almost tips. And if you're not going to go give a tip, then it's not worth us. It's not worth it to us that he's not worth his time. It's not worth his time. So there's no delivery. So it's a very delicate matter. When is a tip called part of the salary? And when is a tip viewed? It's a bonus. It's a bonus. So there's no real loan. You can't tell me it's a loan. I don't owe you nothing. I owe you nothing. So whatever I'm giving you is a gift. But sometimes, no. Sometimes a tip in halacha does have some certain restaurants. You know, when you it's all electronic, you have no choice. You have no choice. It's on the bill. Whether you like it or not. If you don't want to pay the tip, then they'll call the police. you're not going to take you in next time. So you have to know how is it structured. If it will be a shayla, you feel bad. You feel bad. What can you do? Ribbis is ribbis.
You're giving him $1, so he shouldn't be angry because he didn't get it.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Halacha is halacha. There are other ways. You can compensate. You give him the dollar. And then another time, you go into the store. And the way on Oregon Avenue J, you walk in or you leave a gift for him another time. A gestama gift. After you pay off the loan. You always have to first pay off the loan. Allow time to pass. How much time? Some places even 1 day. 1 day is enough. 24 hours is enough. And now you can go give him a bit. You can send him flowers. You can give him $100. You can give him a gift. But you can't say, when you give him the gift, you're not allowed to say, this is because of the delay. You can give it after the loan has been paid, time has passed, and you keep your mouth closed. You just give a gift. That's the solution to those problems. All right. Here's the show tomorrow.